Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals says there's no Fourth Amendment. The police can come in your house or business without warrants whenever they feel like it. And all over the country, they're banning BB guns, where they've already banned guns, normal firearms. They're banning stun guns. They say that it makes them not be safe, so we can't be safe, so they can suck off of us a little bit better. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson. We're about to go to Clinton, Bob, and Laverne, and Kurt, and Tim. Abby Newman is in my film, naval veteran, no criminal record. Had done absolutely nothing wrong at a checkpoint. They basically assaulted her and then charged her with assault. We have the video of that happening. They find her constitutional material and have discussions about it. And, you know, is she an evil terrorist, basically? You know, one of them anti-government people. This just shows the mindset that we're the enemy for what we think because we love liberty. Well, let's bring Abby Newman up for a few minutes. And, Paul, you comment anytime you wish. Abby, what's going on?
Well, I was listening to your broadcast today like I normally do, and you made reference to my case, and also what I wanted to comment on is topic, you know, related today. But you made a comment earlier how people are waking up, and I have to say waking up isn't enough. What I did wasn't enough, because unless we not only wake up and we take action and we go on the offensive after they've abused us, unless people do that en masse, it doesn't matter how many people wake up. That's the starting point.
Well, it is the starting point. We've got to wake up, then take action. Paul?
Well, yeah, the point is, though, that most people don't wake up unless you confront them with the information in the first place. So people can't take action until they do wake up. So this is why we put out this kind of information.
Okay. I agree with you, but I want, see, there's a lot of has taken place in my case that the listeners aren't aware of, because what went on was behind the scenes where it was on the scene. But
now you were found not guilty of assaulting him, but they did find you guilty of some other things.
Well, they found me
guilty.
But
the point is, even though it was on video that you did nothing to them and they assaulted you, they still are such liars they would show it. And try to convict you for it. I mean, that's how sick they are, to put innocent women in prison.
But guess what, Alex? I took the two troopers to trial. Their trial was last week. It went on scene. No one knew what was going on except the local press in Roanoke.
So what happened?
Well, it was an 8-hour trial. I went pro se, and I had the two men on the stand, and they did the same thing they did at trial. I lied through their teeth. But I put myself on the stand. See, understand, it is a monumental task to get a case to trial in federal court, but to go pro se is almost unheard of. But I did it, and it was over on March the 16th. The two troopers lied through their teeth, but when I put myself on the stand, and I had already shown the jury the entire 1-hour videotape, I impeached that trooper three times.
So what happened?
Oh, they got off because the judge's instructions made darn sure that they're
which judges aren't supposed to do. They say they have immunity, worship them. Yes, Lord,
okay.
You are our king.
Okay.
I mean, juries have become rubber stamps just like grand juries.
Okay.
Hey, Abby, you know what? I got to get you on for an hour as a guest then to talk about this, okay? And I really appreciate your call. But what do you think of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals saying the Fifth Amendment is gone?
Well, I think we've been taken over by a foreign entity, and, you know, they don't wear black robes for nothing. They aren't white. It's just in keeping with the fact that we have been totally taken over, and it's time for a tea party. I went through the system. I used the system to prove that it was broken. And the point is, now what? We have to do something more. Now, I'm glad I went through the system, not only for my trial, but also to go on the offensive, to make them and hold them totally accountable for breaking the Fourth Amendment.
Okay, Abby, I'll call you and we'll get you on as a guest. God bless. We'll spend an hour on that subject. If you haven't seen Road to Tyranny, you need to get it and watch about 10 minutes of the 2.5-hour film of what happened to her, just a case point example. Paul Watson, stay there. We'll come back, and I promise we'll go bam, 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 through the calls and then into all the other news. Stay with us. We got about 55 minutes left. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What's all the fuss? What's all the hubbub? Court opens door to searches without warrants. The sentencing judges call ruling the road to hell. My quote is, this Fifth Circuit ruling is criminal, similar to Supreme Court rulings of the past declaring black people slaves. It is a total violation of the Bill of Rights and is null and void. And the U.S. Congress and legislature of Louisiana should call emergency sessions to investigate possible criminal charges of sedition against those ruling to eradicate the Fourth Amendment. And then it gets into the article, News Channel 6, New Orleans. But again, we have other news articles from Louisiana, but this is nationwide. It's a groundbreaking court decision that legal experts say will affect everyone. Police officers in Louisiana no longer need a search warrant to conduct a brief search of your home or business. New Orleans Police Department spokesman Captain Marlon DeFello, who should move to Russia, said the new power will go into effect immediately.
But don't worry, it won't be abused, he says.
Oh, you're just abusing us by violating the Fourth Amendment. In your black mask covering up your badges. That's what the good guys always wear, the black mask. Paul, let's go to some of these calls. Let's go. I'm going to go to your calls quick. I mean, bam, 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 folks. Clinton, Missouri, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to say this comes as no surprise to me. And I think the big reason people accept this is because they've been indoctrinated little by little gradually in public schools.
Where they train them how to be searched and how to be frisked and how to be drug tested and how to be slaves.
And you're not a good American if you don't suck up and accept this.
Well, that's what the talk show hosts were saying this morning on shows I was on. Well, what do you have to hide?
And I'd like to inform you of one thing. It's still going on in public schools. In Georgia, I think it's Tukula, Georgia was the name of the place. The principal banned all Confederate flag T-shirts. And some students came to school wearing them, and they yanked them out of class. Somehow the parents found out about it, and they would not let their parents pick them up from school.
Oh, I know. They put fences around them and train them that they're prisoners.
If you would like the man's email address to learn more about this, I'd like to give it to you.
Yeah, send it to tips@infowars.com with a brief description. Thanks for the call, Clint. We see this every day, Paul.
Well, the caller was talking about the police state in the schools. No better example than that of an article we carried last week out of Arizona, where a student at a high school was wearing a baseball cap sideways.
By the way, he was a top basketball player in the honor roll, never been in trouble.
Yeah, top of the class, and he was wearing his baseball cap sideways. So when the teachers asked him to turn it around, he refused. So they
at lunch. By the way, at lunch, and the white kids didn't have to. He was black, and he said, no, their hats are sideways, and tell them what happened.
Well, they actually called the police, and the police arrested him for wearing his baseball cap sideways. And, in the article it said, oh, it's no big deal. They're just enforcing school uniform policy. So, when it gets down to that level, that's how amazing it is.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Bob in Missouri. Bob, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
What I'd like to know is, do you know a Captain James Brady?
Doesn't really ring a bell. Why?
Okay, well, let me tell you. He was on Bill Brashear last night for 2 hours. He's a whistleblower. And you should contact Bill and get him on. Now, you remember the Cobart Powers?
Yes.
Well, see, he tried to tell them that there was an attack going to take place there. It was his job to watch it. He said, I see guys out here drawing pictures of this and one thing or another. And what they did, they finally grabbed him up and sent him off for psychological testing to Germany. And when they did that, he said, it probably saved my life, because he said that's when they blew it up. He said, I kept trying to tell them, get somebody out here, something's going on.
Have literally hundreds of cases of the people at the embassies, the FBI, knowing of the attacks, being threatened with arrest. Take this this lady that worked for the Pentagon who was deciphering the foreign languages, and she knew about it, and they had her falsifying the old transcripts, and she was going to go public. They said, we'll give you a better job if you shut up. We'll arrest you if you don't.
Okay.
Paul?
Yeah, now, see this guy.
Well, let Paul comment real quick. Paul, go ahead.
The Cobart Towers, as well as the coal bombing, I think it was Robert Baer, I'm not sure about the first name, but who was a former FBI agent who also warned them that there was about to be an attack on the Cobart Towers and the coal incident in 2000. So, yeah, every incident we see before September 11th, we get these warnings from people inside government who are then told to shut up.
Well, now it turns out in Spain the police were, quote, running security to make sure the attacks took place and, quote, stop the supposed terrorist and then let them go.
Well, the thing about Spain is that the train on which the bombs were on were the first ones, out of the platform. It was 7 a.m. in the morning, so the bombers must have had access to the transport security within the security train platform because they were the first trains out. So the fact that the police let the bombers through is no surprise. The same thing happened with the Omar bombing where MI5 carried the bombing out. They stopped the car hours before the bombing, and the police were ordered to let it on through. So,
and the first World Trade Center attack, the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver.
Exactly.
Go ahead, caller, finish up.
Yeah, now there's another problem going on that he's blowing the whistle on, and he said he didn't want to see Americans die again, and he said, there's some reserve captain that they gave an honorable discharge now, and what he did is he broke into their computer somewhere and lied about his backing to get in there, and they sent him these manuals, these government manuals, which he's been selling on eBay and made over $100,000 on.
Now, those government manuals are already public.
Not these restricted ones.
Are you talking about the mass internment documents and stuff?
No. No, I'm talking about ones that tell about our airplanes, the Phantoms, and their weaknesses and their strengths, stuff like this. And these were marked restricted manuals.
I don't even know who you're talking about. You'll have to give me some info. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Laverne in Oregon. Laverne, go ahead.
Good morning. I just heard about your radio station. I have your videotape on Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove.
Yes.
And let me just say it shakes me to the core because I was born and raised in Texas, and I thought those were the good guys.
Well, Bush and those guys aren't from Texas, so.
Well, okay. I'd like to know your radio station and the radio station for Tex Mars and the telephone number for him. I have your literature, and I just...
Ma'am, I don't know. We have a few affiliates in Oregon, but you can listen at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or you can listen on Global Shortwave. The first 2 hours during the day are on WWCR 9475.
9475.
And the last 2 hours, 10 to midnight central at night, are on 3210. And unfortunately, I don't have Texas number in front of me, but do you have a computer?
No, I don't.
Go to the library. It's TexMars.com.
TexMars.com. Well, thank you for what you're doing. Oh, and I have somebody at the door. But thank you for what you're doing.
You bet. Take care. Good to hear from you, Laverne. Let's talk to Kurt in Colorado. Kurt, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex, Paul. You know, I think the biggest problem is you guys are fighting from inside the tax slave labor camp already. I mean, that's basically what our country is. But you were mentioning about the Bill of Rights, and I come to the realization 15 years ago that it's not a guarantee. It's only a yardstick to measure government tyranny. They're not going to allow us to be free.
Unless we stand up and say, no, possession's nine-tenths of the law. I claim my freedom. I take it. I'm not your slave.
But you can't, because I think you misunderstand what the Second Amendment says. And, I mean, just for clarification, what do you think the Second Amendment says?
Well, I know what the Federalist Papers say. I know what the court rulings have said over the past 27 years.
Okay.
It's to defend against tyranny. I have a God-given right, as the Ninth Amendment says. All of those are just simply pointing out rights that I already have.
Well, but the point I'm trying to make is they always digress to firearms, and they're basically antique weapons. You know,
no,
like
firearm is the definition of any type of rifle or a handgun that uses powder.
Right, and it doesn't say firearms. It says arms.
Yeah, that's right, all types of arms.
Right.
Hey,
and
listen,
so
I really appreciate – hey, buddy, I appreciate your call. You know, I can tell you're off on all the law stuff with all these groups. Have got all the magic bullets and the rest of it. It's a fight. It's humanity. They said slavery was the law. We stood up and said no to it. We're going to say no to this, and we're going to win. Paul?
Well, that's the point. With the Bill of Rights itself only enumerates God-given rights, and it exists to prevent government abuse. So this justification that, you know, oh, we won't abuse this new search and seizure law, that's not the point. The Bill of Rights exists to prevent abuse in the first place, because we know as governments grow and get bigger and bigger, they always do abuse these rights. So that's what the point is with the Bill of Rights. It's to prevent abuse in the first place, to nullify that justification.
I want to hear from police officers out there about this Fifth Circuit ruling, no more Fourth Amendment. 1-800-259-9231. We've defeated legislation. We've gotten things done. We've reached millions of people. When I hear, oh, you don't understand it, oh, there's nothing you can do, well, we might as well all just crawl in a hole then. We should have never have fought Hitler. We should never have stood up against Stalin. We should have never have done anything. I mean, that's a bunch of garbage. Paul?
Well, that's the first base, making people aware that they can have an impact. Because if people walk around with a self-defeatist attitude that they can't get anything done, they are not even going to get to first base, which is to be informed about what's already going on.
Yeah, I'm a free human being. I'm not your property. I'm better than your police dog. I'm a human being, and you shouldn't be able to come in my house without a warrant. And I don't care what you say. My Bill of Rights states it, and it comes from the Magna Carta. It comes from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments. Paul, I don't think some of these people realize just how criminal this global system is.
Well, they don't realize that the police force is no longer reactive. It's the proactive police state. You get a woman who's being raped, she calls 911 and she gets an answer machine message. Whereas at the same time, all these police officers are, you know, roaming around in homeland surveillance blimps. And it's the proactive police state. It's no longer reactive.
And then when the killer comes in and whacks her, nothing happens. They just go home and sleep at night because they took her gun.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
All right, anybody disagrees with me or anybody loves the police state, loves the Soviet Union, and thinks the Fourth Amendment's bad, you're welcome to call into the show at 800-259-9231. I'm going to take about 6-7 more calls, then we're going to blitz through this huge stack of news we haven't even really gotten to yet because so much is going on. But worldwide, our freedoms are being flushed down the commode, and the yuppies out there haven't figured it out as the government dances around saying getting rid of your jobs is a good idea. You're being looted. You're being raped en masse. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Montana. Tim, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. I wanted to say how thankful I am that you're out there getting out the information. I ordered a couple of your tapes so I can pass on better copies. And I read the stuff on the about the New Orleans decision, and that's really a disgrace. One thing I'd like to know is, do you have an outline? You were playing that Bush talking about hitting the towers, or that first tower, before he went in.
Do I have an outline? What do you mean?
Well, one thing, do you have the actual commentary written on your site?
Paul Watson, I mean, get into that for him, because Bush claimed that he found out as he read the story to the children at the elementary
right.
school. Later, Times of London photos came out with him actually watching the tower smoke, and then later he admitted, oh, yeah, I saw the first plane hit when no video was seen for 6 months of that. Paul?
Well, on two separate public occasions in public speeches, Bush stated directly to two of the same questions, basically both from children, that he saw the first plane hit the World Trade Center, and he thought it was a pilot error. Now, as you mentioned, the London Times in September of 2002 published photographs where the television's in the background in the school corridor. Bush is pointing at it, the World Trade Center's on fire. But interestingly enough, the actual principal of the MIT Booker Elementary School, where Bush was on that morning, stated directly that there were no televisions in the corridor or in the classroom, and that at no point did Bush watch a television. So it appears that the photos that were published after the event were in fact staged to kind of try and back up this erroneous story that Bush was watching the World Trade Center attack unfold.
Also, you know, he says it jokingly, well, that's one bad pilot, like he joked under the desk at the press dinner about weapons of mass destruction. All these Americans dying, I guess, is real funny to that big government imp. Paul?
That is amazing that Bush, this public dinner, what was it, Thursday night, actually got up on stage. He had a slideshow of different photographs of himself looking under, you know, the desk of the Oval Office, and he was giving commentary saying, you know, where are the weapons of mass destruction? Are they under there? No. Are they under there? That is completely sick. To imagine that, you know, approaching 600 U.S. troops have now died, the pretext of looking for these weapons, which don't exist unless you count the ones sold to Saddam by, you know, Rumsfeld in 84. So, yeah, again, it's sick. We've got, you know, approaching 20,000 dead civilians from this war, more dying each day, and yet Bush has the temerity to get up on a public stage and make a big joke out of it all.
And make a joke about the plane crashing. Does that answer your question, Tim?
Part of it. One more thing for Paul is, do you know some more about the guy who supposedly slit his wrist? You know,
yeah, we've had top government people on, you name it. They killed Dr. David Kelly.
Oh, I know. I was in Europe when that happened. That was ridiculous. No way that was. It went down how they said.
Yeah, nutshell, Paul.
Well, the update is that they've basically closed the case. The inquest won't reopen. But we've had Michael Shrimpton on saying the same thing. The death scene was manipulated on, you know, two different occasions. He didn't take, you know, 29 of these tablets. There were only half of one was actually found in the autopsy. That never got, you know, mentioned apart from once. And there were people hanging around in black jumpsuits before the official discovery of his body. There was an Operation Mason launched hours before his death, which is classified. They won't release any details of it. And now they're talking about putting the whole investigation and the evidence under a 100-year classification, which is exactly what they did with the Dunblane shooting.
That's it. Thanks, Tim. Let's talk to Sean in Alabama. Sean, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Good to be talking to you again.
You bet.
Yeah, you're going to get a kick out of this about the News Channel 6 in New Orleans. A couple days ago, I was hanging in the New World Order chat room on FNet when someone posted a link to the original version of the story that they posted. And I got to reading it, and they didn't have the name of the actual court case there, so I called up the station. And after a little bit of wrangling, they went through the notes and said, oh, it's U.S. v. Gould. So I thanked them very much and went on my way and promptly sent an email to the tips at InfoWars and also sent an anonymous tip to Drudge, who later ran the story that night. And I heard y'all talking about how they had rewritten the story today.
Hey, stay there. We'll let you comment. We'll get back, Sean. Take a few other calls and nothing but news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones with Paul Watson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight Central. Rebroadcast 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Central. You know, a few weeks ago we got a call and we played the clip on air. It was him. One of our listeners called into Rush Limbaugh, and Limbaugh tried to deny that Skull and Bones even existed. Later had to admit, oh yeah, it's real. But, you know, it's a good thing that Bush and Kerry are in, basically. And here's a caller calling in, one of our listeners. So I guess it's kind of an example of our people taking such action. We had Greg Palestone from the BBC a few years ago, and he broke news about World Bank documents. His own Newsnight show on BBC, he said, didn't have a small portion of the effect of coming on this show and a transcript being made of that show. And that was published in over 400 newspapers around the world, by the way, that transcript. So, I mean, you guys are great. We're taking action. We're having an effect here. But that's just an interesting tidbit that Sean says that he saw the new 6-piece, sent the email to Drudge, then he gets it posted. We're here talking about it. And that's what we need you to do, is let us know what's going on. Sean, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. What's even better is that I was listening to the show this morning, and Paul, I believe it is, mentioned that they had rewritten the article and removed the quote from the dissenting justices that, you know, it's the road to hell. So I called News Channel 6 back up, and I reminded them about my call this past Saturday. And
you're doing the journalism for them. You actually got him to go look up the case.
I guess so. I guess I reminded him that if you're going to talk about a case, it's kind of important to let us know which one it is.
Yeah, U.S. versus Gould, yeah.
And anyway, I asked him, I said, you know, I was kind of curious in the rewriting of your story why it is that now the new version of the story is soft-pedaling the dissent and that you've removed the opinion of the dissenting justices that this decision is the road to hell. And I quickly got transferred to the webmaster. And I asked the webmaster the same question, and she got a little bit upset that one of the sheep was calling in and bleeding, I guess.
I got one that can see, she was reporting.
Yeah, and asked her the same question, and she said, well, you know, it wasn't a direct quote, and we've got a link to the published opinion. I'm like, well, yes, ma'am, but that's 64 pages of legal mumbo jumbo. Do you honestly expect people to wade through that to get to what the salient point that the dissenting justices referred to this decision as the road to hell? It's not often you'll hear a dissenting justice get that vehement.
By the way, Paul, you need to get that decision and take it, because you know they'll take it down later, copy it and kind of make a section on this. Can you do that?
Certainly. The point is, though, with this removal, that shows deliberate spin, lying by omission, which is why we sometimes put the articles in our own format. So if you go to Prison Planet or InfoWars, we've got the original article, which includes these, you know, quotes from the dissenting judges.
Exactly, but going back, so what, she,
article.
What did the webmaster say after that?
Well, she started trying to say that, well, you know, the part about, quote, the road to hell, it wasn't a direct quote, and that the readers can follow the link to the opinion. And after I countered that, she got a little bit flustered and was going to hang up on me before I told her to wait.
Well, it does say in the opinion it's the road to hell. They just took that out of the quote. Why are they saying it? Huh.
Well, I started asking her that, and she got flustered and was about to hang up on me when I said, well, wait a minute, can you transfer me to someone over you that I can speak with about this? And so after a couple minutes, I got transferred to one of the executives there at the station, and I was explaining what I was going on and why I felt that it was important that they keep this quote from the dissenting justices in, that, you know, people aren't just saying, oh, this power might be abused. The dissenting justices are actually calling it the road to hell. And he started backpedaling, and then the next thing I know, he's like, oh, yeah, the webmaster's over there. She's getting back on. She's going through the court opinion to find the exact quote, and she's going to get it back up there, and blah, blah, blah.
Good job. That's what all we should swore. Look. That Indiana paper was about to publish the names of gun owners, and they said, so we know if your homes have guns. They actually said that last Friday in the article where they decided not to publish it. They were going to do it until we had everybody call. This is the kind of stuff we got to just swarm these people and educate the idiots.
Exactly. I mean, the way that I see it, this right here is the pivotal point in this country's history. If the American people don't stand up to this decision and put their feet down and say, hell no, it's over.
And that's how we stand up, is swarming them with info, Paul.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. We can actually set the news agenda of the mainstream media.
How many times have you seen this happen with us, Paul?
I've seen it dozens of occasions. We had Brian Lamb talking about, you know, InfoWars, saying, oh, look, they're talking about the imminent staged capture of Bin Laden, which we'd been talking about for weeks before. So immediately that goes out, you know, on C-SPAN. But this road to hell thing, to say it's not a direct quote, I'd ask the webmaster why it's in quotation marks, and it doesn't say, you know, the dissenting judges described it as something akin to the road to hell. It says two dissenting judges called it, quote, the road to hell.
So now they've added it back?
I don't know that they've actually revamped it yet. I'm going to keep checking back to keep them honest on it. But
Paul, we need to write up this curious. We need to write up this curious flip flopping.
Yeah, we do. It's in the original that we've got on Prison Planet, but the link through to the updated article isn't in that article as of yet.
Well, I did tell the executive there at News Channel 6 that you know, I, as a concerned citizen, I didn't much appreciate the Orwellian kind of Winston Ministry of Truth rewriting of history that they have going on there.
They do it all the time. The White House goes into their own websites and changes speeches given, you know, a year ago. And news agencies do this as well. They take out the key points of articles when people, you know, point them out, and it gets massive attention. They remove the key pieces, and it's, you know, down the memory hole. It's lying by omission.
Well, they just ordered this lady at the FBI to go and change transcripts for the committee. I mean, there's no stopping these people unless we stand up to them. Thanks for the call, Sean. Keep it up. Kenneth in Rhode Island. Thanks for holding, sir. Go ahead. Kenneth, it's good to talk to you, buddy.
Yes, and nice to talk to you too, man. I was wondering who exactly signed the papers. What papers were signed to get this to destroy the Fourth Amendment?
Well, I mean, look, the courts all over have been doing this bit by bit. This is another big chunk, and it's a federal court, the Fifth Circuit, very high level, second highest level,
yes,
the Supreme Court, in a ruling for five states, but it affects all 50.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out exactly who, like, the names of the people who did it. When was it signed? Like, was it signed last night, the night before?
This ruling came down on Friday.
Friday, okay.
And it's the members of the Fifth Circuit.
Oh.
What do you think about it?
Unbelievable. No. Unbelievable. I did not want police coming in my apartment with no warrant.
Because before they'd have to at least make something up you were doing. Yeah. Now it's just, I'm here to check your house, part of the freedom.
Yeah, see, this is the beginning, because this tells me that if they're going to eradicate or destroy the Fourth Amendment, it's just going to get worse after this. They may start taking away our guns. They're going to start taking away the ability for us to work every day. I mean, just working 40 hours a week is getting tough as it is. But, like, now the gas prices are going up, jobs are getting scarce, and the economy is doing really bad. And now it's, you know, the police can be walking to our apartments or our homes or the places we're living without a warrant. That's pretty scary. Really scary. I mean, I don't like it.
It's not freedom. It's 180 degrees from what America is. And I want the police and judges to know you are knowingly killing this country because your fat belly banker owners are ordering you to do it. Shame on you. Start saying no. It's like the forced vaccination of the police. You refuse, now you can't make us take it. That's good. You woke up. Wake up to this.
And what's funny about this thing is that people are so scared of it. It's like my friends, my family members, oh, Ken, you better be careful about what you say because the police may come by and take you in. Like,
yeah, that's the supposed freedom. Is a lot of people are scared. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll still say it's a free country. Good to hear from you. That's a good point, Paul. A lot of people walk up to me in the grocery store or wherever and go, you know, I'm an executive or I'm a cop or I'm whatever, and you're right about this, but you know it's dangerous, and why do you do this? You could get in trouble. I'm the good guy. I don't do anything wrong.
Well, I mean, look what America's descended to when people say you're brave to speak up about something that's the truth. You shouldn't have to be brave to do it in America. But the good news is this. They're also running a poll on the News Channel 6 website. You know, you can link through from their article. And it says, do you agree with the Fifth Circuit ruling that police officers who think they're in danger should be allowed to briefly search homes or businesses without a warrant? And the yes vote is 14%. The no vote is 86%.
And we've now talked to police and lawyers, as this has been developing during the breaks, and they say it's, if they're out of the busted water main or they are doing something in your backyard, whatever, it's just if they feel like it, they can search your house.
Yeah, so it's carte blanche across the board. But, I mean, people are obviously wise to it now with this poll. We're in the majority, 86% against.
We got to post that. Everybody, go to the News 8 website. We got a link to it in our articles about this. Go vote on it immediately. I want that 99%. I know we can do it. Let's go ahead now and go to John in Tennessee. Two more calls and that's it. Unless we'll keep the phones open the last 10 minutes for any police or former police to call in and briefly comment on this at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. John in Tennessee, go ahead.
Yeah, I've got two stories in the news today on searches. Have you heard about the drug raids by SWAT teams in Tennessee high schools this week?
No, but is it the same as the others where they just grab everybody, put guns to their heads?
Except this time they were smart. They didn't release any videotape. And they didn't send the TV crews down there, so they didn't see that. But there were 700 students at Roane County High School, and they were locked down in their building and their cell phones confiscated. And they did make one single arrest because they searched all the cars in the parking lot with dozens of canine cops.
And so 700 locked down, and they found one thing, and then that'll set the precedent to keep doing it without a Fourth Amendment, training the children how to be locked down like prisoners.
And WBIR.com TV reported like this is now normal and routine, and the public should love it.
and they confiscate the phones so that the people can't get the word out of what's happening.
Right. And another strange thing, on the same website at WBR-TV, said that a talk radio host in Chattanooga, Tennessee, was fined $7,000 by the FTC because he's running for U.S. Congress against the incumbent, Zach Womp, who is ironically a convicted drug dealer, according to the newspapers. And this radio host is an attorney named John Wolf, and he might appeal to federal court, but he's on WGOW.com radio.
Okay, so that's WRRI, you said?
It's WGOW.com radio station in Chattanooga. And it's just ironic that the school kids are arrested for drugs while their congressman is a convicted drug kingpin.
Well, I mean, what do you expect? You got to be that now, basically, to be in office. Thanks for the call. They got to keep the drugs illegal to keep the prices up. I mean, that's documented. Let's take who's the next caller there? James in Colorado.
Hello, Alex Jones.
Hello.
I'm outraged, shocked that millions of people can understand thousands of words of tax doublespeak, yet we can't understand a few simple words called the Second Amendment. What part of infringe do we not understand?
It's an individual right, but that caller earlier said it didn't say that. So,
And I would like you to possibly replay the Goldstein tapes, Tower 7, and especially if you could replay a pre-9/11 show where you're inviting people to call in.
Oh, telling them to call the White House and to tell them, don't use your business partner Bin Laden to attack New York. You mean those shows?
Yeah, and I've got your Police State 3 video, and I'm showing it to people.
It's good. Well, people Police up. State 2 has a clip off the TV show from July 25th, 2001, where I say call the White House, tell them not to attack New York. Thanks. I said World Trade Centers, of course. Thanks for the call. I want to hit just a few final news stories we didn't get to, but if any police want to call in who think this is great or don't like it, 1-800-259-9231. And just go through the calls. We're only taking calls for that, Stephanie. Do we have any police calling in? I mean, again, you're pretty manly out there. We're not against you if you're for the Fourth Amendment. We want to know, are you manly enough, or I guess feminine enough for the female police officers to tell us why you think getting rid of the Fourth Amendment's a good idea? And will you enforce this unconstitutional ruling? 1-800-259-9231. Paul, there was so much other news today. What's some of the other key stuff you want to talk about? You want to talk about Iraq a little bit and the freedom we're setting up.
Well, that's the point, that the occupying force that occupies America is the same, you know, same force given the orders in Iraq, which is why we see the same methods of liberation. And I mentioned before, they've now shut down one of the very few remaining independent Iraqi newspapers. You'll know there was this explosion of newspapers right after the war ended, and people said, oh, look, it's freedom of press. Any newspaper run by someone other than the appointed officials there, the editors are harassed, the owners are, in some cases, even killed. And now we've got Al Holzer, this latest independent newspaper, which has been shut down. And why did they shut the newspaper down, according to the Associated Press article? Well, it's because, as we've been reporting, all the so-called car bombings in Iraq have, according to witnesses, been a helicopter, you know, Apache missile attacks. And this paper was carrying these stories, and that's the major reason why it was shut down. Of course, they say, oh, that's inciting violence, but they were simply reporting the eyewitness reports, which conflicted with the official version of events that all these bombings are
car bombs. They admit, Pentagon now admits, they ordered the killing of Reuters reporters, BBC, you name it, just right out in the open, murdering reporters now.
Yeah, that came out before the war even started. BBC reported it, that the Pentagon had put the order down to kill any independent journalists on site, said they would be targeted for assassination, which is why we saw the record number of casualties of journalists during
the war. Let me hit this
one.
Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Big Brother likely to be the big boss. And it gets into, thanks to a new wave of wireless devices that enable employers to keep tabs on workers like never before, high-tech employee badges not only identify who you are, but also monitor where you are. Souped-up cell phones can tell whether you're calling from a client's office or the mall. And don't drive too fast. The company car may be tracking you by satellite RFID bracelets are also being employed. This is the new system. I have my little slave badge, Paul.
Yeah, I was talking to someone in the Las Vegas casinos, and all the workers there have RFID chips in the name tags. Even the chips that they use on the, you know, the gambling tables, the higher dollar chips, the $500 chips, have RFID trackers in them. So, I mean, down to the level of employment, down to the level of education in the schools, this biometric slave grid is being implemented in the first wave. And obviously the second wave, as we've been discussing throughout 3 hours, is to bring it down to your home level and to your private life. So first they train us with employment and schooling, and now it's getting personal.
Again, we got a little five-minute segment coming up here at the end. I'll hit a few final news stories, also briefly give out the toll-free number and address to get any of the videos or books. But a chance for police to call in, especially in Louisiana. But nationwide, they're saying no more Fourth Amendment, no more warrant to search your house, no probable cause, no nothing. It's freedom. What do you think about that, police? Are you for it? Are you against it? Are you afraid in the free country to call into a talk show? Someone might hear your voice and you might get in trouble because we're so free. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Are you going to let them declare you slaves, property of the state, in your best interest? Or are you going to stand up and expose this fraud? We just heard about a bunch of raids on schools in Tennessee. They go on everywhere, training them how to be slaves, putting machine guns in their faces, yelling, cussing at them. Most of the time, nothing's found, and it's all hailed as wonderful. Chris in Tennessee says his son was in one of these raids in Tennessee. Chris, go ahead.
Well, Alex, my stepson was involved in this, and I'm highly upset about it. I know that we still have some rights left in the Constitution. Basically, what happened was one kid came into school with a couple pills, and he ate the pills, and during this time, well, he wouldn't have ate the pills, but what happened was the cops came in with dogs and said, look, we're going to do a drug sweep, and if anybody has anything, you can put something in the box, and you won't be in trouble. Anyway, this kid panicked, took the pills. When he was having his stomach pumped out, they were questioning him if he gave anybody else anything else in the school. He said that he gave one of these to my son, okay? And my son at this time took the pill and flushed it, okay? And the school administrator said, look, we're going to either draw blood off your kid or you're going to have to force him for a drug test, okay? Anyway, what I'm trying to get at is I told my son not to say anything and not to write anything down, but these cops over here completely overreacted. There were 40 cop cars there, news crews and everything else, and these...
A pill!
While they're pushing Ritalin and Prozac and lithium on the children.
A pill!
Well, the thing that really got me about it was the kid wouldn't have took them, and the fact that the other kid was having his stomach pumped and died in my
son. They arrest people for Tylenol nowadays at the public schools. What was this drug?
I believe it was lithium, but I mean, just like the
I knew it. It was drugs they're giving the children, and then they give it to each other, and then they get to have a big freak out. It's drugs they're shipping in there. Thanks for the call. I'll have to let you go because we're out of time. Paul, it just sounds like freedom, doesn't it?
Well, it also shows that they're actually desperate because they have to falsely indoctrinate the children into this system because the natural instinct finds it abhorrent. So they're having to artificially educate this into the children at that level. So that shows the desperation.
Another article here. FBI informant revealed a 9/11 plot in April 2001. Two D.C. agents filed a report that Al-Qaeda planned suicide attacks involving planes. But the government keeps lying and saying they never heard of such a thing, and why won't Rice testify?
Well, Rice won't testify because the question would be asked, or maybe it wouldn't, with the reliability of this commission, but it could crop up as to who warned Willie Brown not to fly into New York on the morning of 9/11. But again, yeah, another whistleblower. We've had several that warned the government directly. They were inside all these cells. There was a plan to attack buildings with planes. The government ignored it because they were basically running the attack themselves.
They ordered the FBI to not cover it or they'd be arrested.
That's the point. So these come out almost on a daily basis so that we can prove the very lie that nobody imagined planes as weapons. You know, that is a complete falsehood.
Paul, I think it's been a good show today. I think we woke a lot of people up to the true horror of what we're facing. Final comments.
Well, yeah, we've got a new wave of people just... visiting the websites, tuning into the show, I've noticed from emails. So basically it's a numbers game. We've got the numbers, so we just have to get in an organized manner, wake each other up to a greater extent, and then we can move forward and stop the snowball from getting any bigger.
Tony Montana said it best, only one thing in this world gives orders, and we don't want somebody on every corner telling us what to think, what to wear, what to eat, where to sleep. We're not your property. We're not your slaves. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. That's the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com. His book is Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, available through Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Get off the bench, get involved, say no to the thugs and the tyrants. We run this country. We're free human beings. We're not your slaves. We're not your property. We have some value. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.